Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow and bring you along for the ride. It is Monday, the 25th of March, the last day of the first quarter. Now, the quarter is going to actually end on Thursday because the market's not going to be open on Friday. Anyway. Let's just jump on in, see where we are, see where we're going, and see what's going on. I only brought two stocks over from last week. That's Comcast and Walgreens. So let's take a look at them, see what they look like. First one on the list is Comcast, CMCSA. The last 30 days, what's today? Today's just 25th, so go back 20 days ago. Here we go. All right, 30 days ago today, we opened up at 41.92. We bottomed out on the 7th, which was 3 weeks ago. Now, from there, 2 days later, from the 30-day bottom to the 30-day high, 2 days, that's just, I love it when that happens, 43.68. Now, from there, she's kind of like dropped down a little bit. We closed out the week last week at 42.74. Now, I'm into this at 43.42. So Comcast, CMCSA, looking at the 43s, which are going for 30 cents. Not the greatest in the world, but, you know, it is what it is. That's 30 cents, I believe it is. Yep. So we're looking at 1,900 shares. Oops. All right, so I'm going to sell off 19 contracts, 30 cents. All right, so sell 19 CMCSA 100s. Those are the weeklies. The 28th of March, 2024. That, I believe, is this Thursday. Well, all righty then. That's off to the races. See what happens there. WBA, which is Walgreens. I love Walgreens. They're paying a nice fat premium, WBA. Now, the last 30 days. Here we go. 30 days ago today, we were at the 30-day high, 21.93. Now, 21.93. Oops. For this thing. There we go. 21.93 high. She drops down to the bottom about a week later on the 5th at 20.41. Okay, she shoots up, doesn't hit a high again, but hits 21.80. From there, drops back down, goes sideways for a little bit. So we're sitting at 20.58 for Walgreens. WBA. Now, Walgreens has a 2061 bid and a 2064 ask. I'm into this one at 2162. So the 21 and a halves. Look at that, 47 cents a share. I got 2200. So let's do 22 contracts at 47 cents a share. Okay, so we're going to sell 22 WBA 100s. 28 March 24, that's this Friday, the 21 and a half at 47 cents. I love that premium. That's fat. All right, so that's everything I brought over. Now, let's find out what we have for this week. Now, it's being the 13th week of the quarter. So we're looking into week number 2 for the second quarter. That is the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th of April. First, we want to look at the Dividend Kings. What do we have for the Dividend Kings? Abbott Labs and AbbVie. All right, well, let's take a look at both of those. Okay, Abbott Labs, ABT. All right, a year ago today, we were at... Oh, before we do that, let's jump over to the numbers and see what they look like. 110.57. The 110s are going for 135. That's not even 1%. So it looks like ABBV. 178, 177s, 180. Nope, that's not even 1% either. Well, alrighty then. What do we have on Warren Buffett's list? MasterCard and Verizon. Ooh, okay. MA. MasterCard 481. Now, I don't do $400 stocks. A little on the weird side. Even if I did, the 483s are going for 325. That's not 1%. Why would I do that? Verizon. VZ. 40, 50. No, not there either. Gabby. All right, so we're going to look at everything from Dividend Kings, Warren Buffett's list. Someone's in the background making too much noise. GIS. General Mills, 69 to 70. Ooh, that's horrible. General Mills at 69.35. The 70 is going for 15 cents. That is atrocious. General Dynamics. Ooh, General Dynamics. 281 to 280s. No, because at 282, the 282.50 is going for $1.50. That's horrible too. Whoops, wrong one. Hit the wrong button. Okay, so we looked at everything on that stock list. Dividend Aristocrats. Well, we got those. Dividend Champions. We got those. Got that one. Warren Buffett's old list. All right, we did Marvel. Well, let's take a look at Marvel. Wait a minute, GPS, which would be the Gap. GPS. 2810, 28. There we go, right there. The Gap looks good. Let's take a look at that. GPS, the Gap. A year ago today, we were at $9.09. The bottom of the year, 736, and that was the end of May. From there, steady rise to the 90-day. The 90-day, 90 days ago, we were 1875, we went up a little bit, traded for a little bit in trading range of 21, dropped back down between 18 and 20, basically for the whole year, and didn't make a rise until middle of March. So we have our bottom of the 90-day period at 1834, and that was in the middle of January. Basically, it went sideways for quite a bit. And finally, we made the jump towards the beginning of March. From the March 11th, she went straight up and topped out at 28.59. Now, there's a reason why your premium is so high. She's at 28 at the moment, which is the 30-day high. And that's a lot of profit taking, just waiting to be taken. That just does not look good at all. I mean, it looks great if you own it, but if you're going to buy it, why would I want to buy it at the 30-day high? And we got a little bit to the upside between where we are now to the tip. Okay, yeah, so we're looking at the 22nd, the 28th. Okay, it's a nice little uptrend, but do we want to really take that risk? I don't know. To me, I'm going to say no because it looks like it's going to be profit-taking this week. I mean, don't get me wrong, the premium looks nice and fat, it does, but we are at the high of the year, the high of the 30-day period, and the high of the 90-day period. That's just a little too risky for me. But for those of you who like it, The gap is at, the last trade was 2808. You had the bid of 2804, the ask of 2810. All right, so the 28s are going for 64 cents a share. That is a fat premium. Okay, as much as I like the gap, I'm not going to take that risk. Okay, Oracle next on the list. ORCL, ORCL. 127.50. The 127s are going for 169. Okay, 50 cents off of that. 119, just barely 1%. ORCL. Yeah, that's up a little two-way high also. We got a bottom of the year was 88.26. That was a year ago. Okay, she get a bunch of gaps in this one. She gaps up in June 9th. Then she gaps down in September 11th. Then she gaps down again in December. And a huge gap just recently. Yeah. So we got that 30-day high. Let's take a look at the last 30 days for this one. Okay, so 30 days ago, we're at the 30-day bottom. And that was 109.79. The 30-day top was a couple of days ago at 132.77. She drops down a little bit today, going sideways. Because we're sitting at 127.34 now. The 127s are going for 117. That's not even 1%. Let's just skip that one. Okay, Visa, we already looked at that one. Marvel, we haven't looked at yet. MRVL. Last trade was 67. 65. Ooh, there we go. That looks good. MRVL, Marvel. Ooh, okay, I like that also. Okay, a year ago today, we're at 40.97. The bottom of the year was at the end of April of last year. Okay, she gaps up. She gaps up in May, goes sideways for a little bit, pull back. Okay, now from the last 90 days, here we go. Last 90 days, we were at 55.34. We had a bottom at 50.27, and that was the beginning of December. From there, shoots up to the high of the year. 85.76. Now that was 2 weeks ago. Okay, so from there, the last 30 days. 30 days ago, we opened up at 68.33, got a high at 85.76, drops down to the new bottom, which was last Tuesday. Okay, it was 63.46. Kind of went sideways. Was sitting at 64.98 at the moment. Then 65 to go for 121. Finally, I found a decent trade today. Let's take a look at seasonality real quick. Okay, basically goes sideways for the year. For the next 2 or 3 weeks, she's going to go sideways. Now, the historical performance doesn't guarantee the movement for this upcoming week. It doesn't. It's just, what has it done lately? So I like Marvel. We got our bottom at 63.36. Okay, that was last week. We're coming off that 30-day high. So yeah, I'm okay with that, the 65. All right, so I'm going to do a little on 65. There we go. All right. So 1,000 shares would be 31,000. Okay, that brings me 1,100. Hold on. Bring up my calculator. Clear that. 1,165. Now it's going to cost me 63,000. 835. 1.8. Off to the races. All right, so. Okay, we just bought. All right, so that did Marvel. All right, that works. Abbott Labs, we already did that one. Okay. Gap, Verizon, AEO is the last one on the list. AEO, which is American Eagle Outfitters. Okay. Is that 2552? The 2550 is not quite there. All right, so everything I looked at so far does not look desirable. Okay. However, let's take a look at something for next week. Toll Brothers, TOL. How do we overlook that one? 23 cents dividend. TOL. Hit that button by mistake. Right, 126.44. The 127s, not quite there. Close. Let's take a look at the chart. Yeah, that's a big fat no. Look at where the high is. The high is a couple of days ago, and that's the high for the year. Way too much profit taken, just begging to be taken. So I'm going to say no to that one. Campbell's Soup. Ooh, haven't done Campbell's Soup in a while. CPB. Yeah, 43.61. 43 to 44s yet. Nope. JD. What is JD? JD. JD.com. 27. There we go. That looks good. Okay, so let's jump in. Take a look at JD. JD.com. All right. Interesting. All right, so JD was a year ago, 39.44. High of the year, a couple of days later, 45.21. Drops down to a trading range between 34 and 39. Travels there for a couple of months before she drops down to another trading range right around 24 to 28 for a couple more months. Bottom of the year was January 22nd at 2077. All right, last 90 days. 90 days ago today, 20 opened up at 2440. We got a high for the 90 days at 2927, and that was the middle of November. All righty. So the low for the 90-day period, January 22nd, we already did that. Let's go to the last 30 days. Here we go, last 30 days. 30 days ago, we were opened up at 2403. A lot of gaps in this thing. Gap down, gap up, gap up, gap up. Okay, cool. So 30 days ago, we opened up at 2403. The bottom was March 5th. That was 2118. Okay, a couple of days later, we're at the 30-day high, which is 2855. Okay, once we get that triple, that high, going sideways for a little bit, little pullback Friday. So Friday and Monday, ooh, 2 days in a row. I like that. Seasonality, what does that look like? Sideways. Ooh, I don't mind that at all, if I say so myself. Okay, so at this moment, 27, and the 27s are going for 56 cents. Ooh, I like that. So go to the covered stock by the 27s. Okay, so 1,000 shares would be 26. What do I have in this account? 35. All right, 35. So let's do this one. Okay, so we're looking at buying 10 covered JD100s. Okay, 28 March 24, that's this Friday. The 27 call to open. Nope, I don't want to change that to a market order. All right, $600. Okay, so clear this. $600 is my profit, and it's cost me 24. Divide that by 24. Sorry. Divide that by 26, 400. 2.2%. Ooh, I can live with that. Off to the races you go. That should fill very shortly. There it goes. All right, so where are we? JD, Campbell's, Comcast, WPM. WPM. The 45s, the 46s, not quite there. 45s, I'm losing 50 cents off the top, bring me 30 cents. Yep, that's not gonna work. So we did all of these. JP Morgan, we haven't looked at the JP. Did we look at JP Morgan? JPM, 196, the 197s, nope, not quite there. Well, looks like I'm gonna take some money into tomorrow, which is not a whole heck of a lot, but that's okay. Anyway, we went through the whole list. Let me go quickly again, make sure I got them all. Okay, I looked at the 100-year-old stocks, the aristocrats, the champions, the dividend kings. I didn't go through the ETF list only because I haven't really jumped into that to find out what's best. But we can take a look at that today and then go through the numbers tonight, you know, when everybody's doing whatever. High volume stocks I did my old list, I did Warren Buffett's list, I did the weekly option. Okay, so yeah, I went through all my lists. And I don't have a whole heck of a lot to play with. 22,000. I could probably find something for tomorrow. But other than that, this is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader. We'll catch you guys in tomorrow and see what we can do with that other 22,000. I might just do Ford, because I noticed Ford was looking pretty good. Before I go, hold on. Let's quickly take a look at Ford. 13. Oh, that looks good. Let me take a look. Ford is one of my fallback stocks. Even though they don't have the dividend coming up, I don't mind just throwing money in there rather than letting it sit. Because Ford, they've been around for over 100 years. They're very good at, moving. Now, let's go back and see that before I just dump it in here. Okay, a year ago today, we're at 1160. The high was a double high at 1542 back in July. All right. Now we got a double bottom in late October, early November. Okay. Last 30 days. All right. The last 30 days, we're looking at 1202 30 days ago. The 30-day bottom would be the very next day at 1196. 30-day high would be on the 21st. That was 3 days ago. That was 1306. We're sitting at 1302. Now, I usually don't jump in, and this, I don't like this, because from the bottom last week at 1198, she's sitting at 1302. Even though I like the numbers, I don't like where the chart is. Okay, to me, even though it's Ford, that's a little uncomfortable. All right, so we'll go to our second fallback, General Motors. 43, we're looking at the 44s. Not quite there either. AIG, another fallback. 77, not quite. Bank of America, another fallback. 37.50. Nope, not that either. All right, so I'm hard pressed to spend that last 22,000 bucks. Anyway, all that being said, this is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader. We'll catch you guys again tomorrow. Have a great day.